Yo, what is going on every wow, let's start that again. Clearly it's been a couple of weeks since I shot a podcast. So yo, what is going on everybody? Welcome back to the CJW podcast, episode 11. I am your host as always, Corey J. Williams. Want to welcome the returning listeners slash viewers back, and also to those I sincerely apologize. I have missed the last couple of weeks for multiple different reasons. But we'll kind of get into some of those as we this was actually an episode that I still want to do. It's episode 11 that was actually supposed to come out the last week of 2023. And I think it's still an important episode, so I want to get into that. So without further ado, let's actually get into today's agenda. I did script this out. So one, like I said, just want to start by saying sorry. I missed I want to say the last three weeks for multiple different reasons. But reason one was I just flat out missed 1 week. Week after that, actually got some bad news from my wife's side of the family. So my normal recording day, I was not there to record, which isn't an excuse. I should just record it the next day. And then the reason I missed last week was actually I had a surgery done where I had two masses removed from my chest. And I thought I'd be good to kind of record, and I wasn't. So last week, I just got the surgery done. Everything feels a lot better today. I'm actually able to return to work and actually feel like I want to get up and do stuff. It's been about a week and a half since I felt relatively good between the medicine and just the overall pain from the surgery. Today's kind of the first day where I felt good to get back and actually talk to you guys and be my energetic self. So yeah, like I said, I apologize for missing. But again, we're back to the content grind, back to the podcast grind. So like I said, thank you guys for returning, and let's get into the episode. Other than the recap of why I missed, I want to do this episode a little differently. This is going to be the episode where I reflect on my 2023 year. Even though it's now 2024, I do want to reflect on my 2023 year and just like starting new businesses and just leaving my jobs and going to work at Members First, so many different things. So kind of starting with the most important piece, I would say, which was kind of starting my job. So 2023 definitely was an interesting year because starting in like February, the first thing that kind of happened was I ended up walking out of my relatively high paying job because I realized that my boss didn't respect me. And it also really was just kind of down to a lot of different promises that were given that didn't actually manifest to anything. So for me, I was told I was going to be making so much extra money and all this stuff, which, I think we've talked about this before on the podcast, that once that didn't come to fruition, it wasn't really worth my time to stay. I was sacrificing a lot of time with my family. So working at the dealership, was told I was going to be making literally life-changing money, and then was making average money at best. So it kind of was like, okay, not definitely not the ideal scenario. But then there was a situation where my boss was very, very disrespectful. Couldn't even hold the door for me just because we simply had a disagreement. So I ended up walking out, and that's kind of what started me down my entrepreneurial job or entrepreneurial, journey, was that experience at the car dealership, because someone had told me to start a business around the woodworking stuff. And I was like, oh no, that's crazy. And then that started to catch some traction. And I was like, okay, maybe I can do this. So walking out was probably the best thing that's ever happened, because since then I went on to start two different businesses. I started my closet company, which we'll get into, and then the digital marketing agency that we'll also get into. So after that, I went to a local bank and was really just there to like pay bills. I knew it was a stopgap from the moment I walked in. It was going to either be I got promoted really quickly and then I stayed for a little bit longer, or it was a stopgap, and I didn't get promoted as quickly as I would have liked slash thought was possible. So from there, I decided that it was probably just best to move on. So I ended up kind of during that time, I was on vacation with my family, and I took a call with an influencer who I was in his program for, like, it's called Craft a Career, and kind of showed you how to take your craft and turn it into a career. So I had a one-on-one with him when I was on vacation. And when I returned from my vacation, I put my 2 weeks in, started the closet company, Mamba Custom Interiors, and kind of went from, the 9-to-5, literal 9-to-5, to a business owner, not even necessarily an entrepreneur at the time, just a straight business owner. And from there, I developed how do I want to say this? It's kind of hard to monetize the thing that you enjoy doing without getting paid. Not that I wouldn't have continued to do the closets, remodeling closets, but I definitely realized that it's hard to monetize things that you enjoy doing. Like, I did a closet for myself, like for my wife and I did a pantry for a neighbor who did pay me, but it was still kind of for fun, I should say. So it was kind of tough to monetize that. So during that time, I actually went through the process of, like, learning how to do marketing. And I kind of went down this path. You guys have heard this story before. And I realized, like, oh, I'm actually good at this. I enjoy the selling aspect of what digital marketing agencies will, you know, bring me, as well as, like, I kind of enjoy the computer work side of things. So from there, I then launched my digital marketing agency, and that's what I'm doing now, and have big plans to scale that agency to the point where I can employ my sister-in-law, to the point where I can employ a bunch of different people, hopefully change a bunch of different lives. And our mission for Core Elite Marketing, which is the name of my digital marketing agency, is to impact the lives of over 1,000 remodelers. So that's kind of the goal. That's the impact. So that's kind of a quick synopsis. During that, 2023, some of my biggest takeaways were, really investing in myself. I found that I talk about this multiple times, but I started this year off with a pack that I was not going to be buying any courses. I was not going to be doing any of that stuff, which wasn't fair, because one of the biggest takeaways I got from last year was I need to invest in myself. Between going to the 2 to 3 events last year, buying courses, between buying books, between starting to read. I actually told my brother this the other week. In the last 6 months, I have probably read a total of 15 to 16 books, which is 15 to 16 more books than I've ever read in my entire life. Legitimately, up until last year, I had never read a book start to finish, including in high school. I would do Spark Notes. I would do downright just like, hey, give me the answer to the quiz, or downright, hey, I don't know, whenever I was asked a question about a book that we were supposed to read. So the biggest takeaway, investing myself, whether that's books, courses, live events, mentors, things along those lines. It's just super, super important. You need to invest in yourself. I just have noticed such a growth between, like, my relationship and, like, with Jesus, as well as my relationship with, like, my wife, my relationship that I have with now my employees, things along those lines have just, it stemmed from investing in myself. So that was number one. The second takeaway that I got was, don't be afraid to take a risk. I kind of just went over a quick synopsis of 2023. And I would say some of the scariest parts of 2023 was that initial jump, and that initial, well, am I going to have to just go back to a 9-to-5? Am I going to have to, tell my family? I think the biggest thing I had to wrap my brain around was telling my family when I was quitting a job or starting something new, because I value their opinion a lot, and it means a lot to me when they either give me the thumbs up or it hurts. I don't want to say hurts, but it definitely sits me. It rocks me when they say they disagree with a with an opinion or a decision that I made. So I would say the biggest thing was getting over that and being willing to take risk. I think the most important piece is too, like, I am young. I say all of these with caveats. If you're 40 years old and you got three kids, don't be afraid to take risks. Be very afraid. But at 28, which is what I was last year, being able to take risk is really important because it allows you to realize the things that you're good at, the things that you like, the things you enjoy, the things you don't like. And more importantly, the most important thing is it shows you the things that you don't want to be doing. I did not want to be working an office job 9 to 5. And I was able to realize that last year. So, second biggest learning lesson was, don't be afraid to take risk. And then after all of that, the biggest thing I took away from 2023 and the number three, lesson, the third lesson that I learned from last year was, it is not your plan. It is God's plan. And that's for everything. I literally wrote that down. So, I had a plan last year to work at, I almost said the name of the dealership, to work at the dealership and make, anywhere from, $200,000 to $230,000 a year. That didn't pan out. From there, I had a dream of owning a woodworking business. That didn't pan out. I had a dream of owning a closet company. That didn't work out. My wife and I had a dream of having a child. That didn't work out. We have really over the last year, I have really over the last year realized that it is not my plan. And it's God's plan. So for me, I still wake up every day. I still go and work hard every single day. But I do it with a caveat of God's got a bigger plan and he knows a lot better than I do. So I go in, I still get my goals. I still, have plans. I still do the things that I want to accomplish. And I know that if it aligns with God's plan, that it'll be done for sure. And if it's God's will, it will be done. But I still have to wake up every day and go to work. So it's so important for me to how do I want to say this? Prepare for the, hope for the best, prepare for the worst type of thing. So I still go to work every day. I still, go through and make sure all of my boxes are being checked. And, I really take that very seriously, but I also hold it loosely because all the things that I thought I needed last year, I didn't. All the things that I thought I was going to get last year, I didn't. But this year, 2024, all of the things that I have in mind, I'm centering around God, which again, we'll get into. We'll get into in the things that I want for this year. So as I said before, this is probably going to be a quick little episode, but so those are the three lessons that I learned from 2023 and really reflecting, taking my time was, invest in yourself, number one. Number two, don't be afraid to take a risk. And number three, it's not your plan, it's God's plan. So some of the things that I want out of this year, this one's very specific, is to speak on stage in front of at least 200 to 500 people. I know that's a big gap, but I want to be able to speak on a stage about whatever. I don't even care at this point. To speak on stage, it'd probably obviously be around marketing and things along those lines. So, but yeah, that's one of my goals for this year. I want to speak on a stage between or in front of 200 to 500 people. Another thing I want to do is put out more content. I have a new KPI or a new SOPs for my business / like my life is to put out a minimum of five posts on Instagram. So if you're not following me, follow me on Instagram at Real Corey J. Williams on Instagram. Five different pieces of content will be going out throughout the week. I want to shoot one YouTube video per week. I also want to do one podcast per week. So those are kind of my SOPs for the week and kind of for the year. And those are weekly. And I actually, to kind of hold myself accountable to that, I hired an editor who's on a contract to do those exact edits as well. So to kind of hold myself accountable, I have an editor who's going to do my shorts, not going to be doing any, I love the podcast to just be kind of raw on unfiltered emotion. So not going to have any edits on the podcast, but on the YouTube videos, there'll be some edits on the shorts and the Instagram post. There'll be some edits. So definitely go follow over there if you want more Corey throughout the week. So that's the second thing I want. And then, the third thing I also want is to pay off all our debt. We have, you know, we don't have any credit card debt, which is nice, but we do have a home equity line of credit and a car, a couple of different things. But we definitely want to get that stuff all paid off by the end of the year. That's a big goal that I have. So the way to do that is obviously through my marketing agency and make sure that all the goals I have for that, those align with the personal goals that I have. So yeah. And then the last thing I want for this year is to continue to grow my relationship with the Lord and just get closer, because I realize the closer I am to Him, the closer I feel to you know, the goals and the relationships and all the different things that I set up in my life. I feel more grounded with those things as well, the closer I get to Him. So yeah, that's kind of a recap of last year and a forecasting of this year. This is going to be about a 15 to 20 minute episode, which I'm okay with. Like I said, just getting back into the swing of things. Next week, I have another episode planned, obviously, for you guys, but I wanted to say thank you, as always, for tuning in. And I also want to say, you know, like I said, if you have not followed on Instagram or on YouTube, again, trying to get the subscriber and follows up on both of those. If you guys could do that, that'd be fantastic. And I also, as I'm doing this, I'm kind of stalling because I remembered I actually got someone to donate to the podcast. It was like $20. I want to say the name was Brian. Oh man, this is going to kill me. Oh no, I'm not going to be able to find it. Well, I can't find it right now on my podcast. However, there is someone who donated. I want to say it was actually, I don't want to say, I know it was $20. And I, for whatever reason, cannot find the name of the person who did that. And it was between the last episodes. Between the last episodes that we posted. So you know who you are. I want to say a big shout out to you. For next week, I'll actually have your name so I can shout you out, because what you did meant so, so much to me. Thank you for listening every week, I'm assuming, and donating your hard-earned money. So I appreciate that, and not necessary by any means. So like I said, thank you very much, and a big shout out to you. I'll have your name ready to go for episode 12 for sure. So other than that, guys, I will catch you guys in the next episode. And as always, I'll see you guys next week. Peace.